What do you call the one upstairs? Is that...
We just called it the upstairs porch.
What do you call the one at the back of the house? You just said that was the porch, right? Mm-hmm. Same thing. Does it make any difference if it has a roof? Did you call it anything different if it was just a...
Well, I think it would be, we always had roofs on ours, but it would be called a patio or a... Some other name you can think.
If the door is open and you don't want it that way, you tell someone to... We're getting on a different area. To what? To the door.
Shut the door.
Right. What would you call the boards on the outside of the house that lap over each other, your house?
Weatherboards.
And, now this is concerning a verb. If, let's see, if I, every day I take my car and I do what? To go to school in it. I get in the car and I...
Crank.
And then I, what else? Let me see. Well, if you had a nail and you were doing something into a board, you'd, with a hammer, you'd be, what, to the nail, into the board. Am I making any sense?
Hitting it, driving a nail.
Right. And then if you did this to the car yesterday, you'd say, yesterday I...
drove the car.
And tomorrow I...
would be driving nailed.
Or the car, either one. I was interested
in
the verb. What do you call the part of a house that covers the top?
Roof.
And what do you call the little things around the edge of the roof that carry the water off?
Valleys.
What would you call a little building that is used for storing wood?
Woodshed.
And if you had one that you stored tools in, what would you call that?
Tool shed.
Okay, what do you call outdoor toilets?
Well, the one name was Johnny's.
Can you think of any other names? I think they had a lot. Anything else?
Well, I've called them called outhouses.
Have you ever heard of any joking names? When you were a child, did you call it anything other than when you wanted your mother to take you out there, what would you ask her to do?
Well, I don't know. Just go to the Johnny.
Did they call it Johnny's Inn? Did they say privy?
I believe we call it Privy's Inn.
Privy, I think. I wonder, no, I don't guess that's where Privet Hedge gets its name. if I had troubles and I was telling you about them, you might say, well, had troubles too. Well, what? Blank had troubles too. If I was telling you about mine, you'd say, well, can you? Talking about yourself, you'd say, well.
We all have our troubles.
Or if you were talking about just yourself, one person, you'd say, what? Well,
I have my troubles too.
Right. This is another verb. These are kind of hard to understand because it's hard not to say them. If I heard a noise, I'd say,
did you hear that noise?
Right. And then if I said, you might say, if I said, did you hear that noise? You might say, no, I've...
And I wasn't listening, I was...
In the past, you had... Or you were familiar with it, in other words, you'd done what to... let's see. Instead of hear, I hear it now, you might say, no, but I've...
heard it before.
Right. If a friend came back to town and another friend had been visiting with him, you might ask him...